Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. I'm Jill Roberts, sitting in for Drew Mello. It's just about time for EcoFest at the Environmental Learning Center in Wabasso in Indian River County. Executive Director Molly Steinwald joins us now. First off, tell us a little bit about the ELC itself.
Sure. Yeah. So we are actually a 64-acre island-based nature center in the middle of the Indian River Lagoon, which is just at the north end of Vero Beach and just as it goes over into Sebastian. And we are in many ways a treasure that's not necessarily well known. So we have 2.5 miles of boardwalks and trails and pontoon and canoe trips. And we have amazing fat tire walkers and wheelchairs for people that can't traverse our campus. And we do nature walks and have touch tanks and aquariums and exhibits and guided nature trails and do internship programs and school field trips and camps and adult lecture series and a whole bunch of other things. And we've been really focusing on using our beautiful campus to really increase the number of people that we're serving in our community. So we're very excited. We've got a lot going on.
And if you're not familiar with the ELC, you might get a chance to check it out during EcoFest.
Yeah, so EcoFest, this is our 22nd year of EcoFest. It is on Sunday next week. It's March 4th from 12 to 4. And we have been doing this significantly large family festival for years, bringing in a number of different local organizations where we have a lot of stuff going on this time. We actually have Harbor Branches, Marine Mammal Rescue, ambulance coming, which is really fantastic. But we have fort building and nature photography workshops and container gardening and canoe trips through the mangroves and scavenger hunts and you name it, essentially. So what's been fun about it is it's been a family festival, again, in its 22nd year, but we've been really trying to expand the audience to have more stuff for adults to be doing as well. So it'll be a great time. Definitely come check it out Sunday, next Sunday, March 4th.
And of course, you have to pay for all these things that you offer somehow, and you have a fundraiser coming up.
We do. And so the Environmental Learning Center is a nonprofit. You know, majority of the way that we operate is through private foundations, you know, donors, grants, et cetera. And so one of the things that we're really excited about, it's our 30th year this year. And so we have our annual fundraising gala that's coming up, and that's April 7th. That's a Saturday. Starts at 6 p.m. at Bent Pine, and the theme is Envision the Future. And with that, you know, we're looking at, we've just finished our 10-year master plan for campus, which we're going to be unveiling to the public in the next couple of months. But what's fun about this year is we're giving our first ever EVA award. We're calling it Environmental Visionary in Action. So people that are doing cutting edge work that's really making sure that humanity moving forward is really living in harmony with the rest of nature. So our first ever EVA Award recipient is actually Sir Richard Branson, and he will be videoing in to receive the award, and he's sending emissaries on his behalf who are also just amazing individuals.
And you say you're starting an Adventures in Learning series.
It's a lecture series primarily for adults. We bring in 3 speakers a year during the season, and we'll have our 3rd speaker coming, and she will be here on March 18th, which is a Sunday, giving the same lecture twice at 2:30 and 4:30. And her name is Jenna Kramer, and she's the Vice President of Community and Transformation at the Green Building Alliance up in Pittsburgh. She's also the facilitator for the Pittsburgh Climate Initiative. And she'll be talking about ways that we can be designing towns and cities so that they are environmentally friendly and financially sustainable and also socially equitable. So the big thing is really nature isn't just a place you go to. Nature is where we are, and that's a great quote that we cite often by poet Gary Snyder.
And that's it. Sometimes we think we have to go to a nature area to see nature in action, but we just have to look around our house sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. So that's a huge focus of ours, is promoting people slowing down and seeing the beauty and the value of the world around them. And it's not just in a park. It's not just on the ELC campus. It's life growing through the cracks on the sidewalk. And that's an opportunity where you can see the beauty, you can find joy in it, and you can actually act environmentally responsibly on behalf of the small-scale nature that's around you.
We've been speaking with Molly Steinwald. She's Executive Director of the Environmental Learning Center in Wabasso. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, in for Drew Mello.